Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're jumping into the world of electric smokers.
Yeah, those machines that make BBQ surprisingly easy, right?
Exactly. Our mission is really to explore how these things work, look at the benefits for you, and why they're becoming so popular across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
We found some great info from the folks over at Pitmaster Arsenal, so let's get into it.
Sounds good. You know, what's really interesting about electric smokers is how they kind of demystify BBQ.
Demystify? How so?
Well, they take what used to be like complex pitmaster skills and make them pretty effortless for the home cook.
That's a really good point. I mean, traditionally, getting that perfect smoky flavor, that perfect cook, it meant, you know, constantly watching things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fiddling with vents, adding charcoal, tending a fire for hours.
Yeah.
It was a commitment.
But electric smokers, they have features that just bring precision, right? Like the digital control panel.
That's like the brain. You basically tell it the temperature you want, how long to cook, and it just handles it.
So you get really consistent results.
Exactly. Consistency is key. It takes out all that guesswork. And then there's the built-in meat probe.
Ah, yeah, the little thermometer stick.
Right. It goes right into the meat and tells you the internal temp in real time.
So you know exactly when it's perfectly cooked. No need to keep opening the door.
Which, you know, lets all the heat and smoke out. The probe avoids that completely.
And what about the smoke itself? Can you control that flavor?
Totally. Most have smoke control options. So you can decide, do you want just a hint of smoke or like a really deep, robust, smoky flavor? You dial it in.
Nice. And they seem pretty roomy, too.
Many are, yeah. You can often fit a big brisket or several racks of ribs. Great for family gatherings or parties.
Okay. And getting them around, are they portable?
Some definitely are. Lighter models, wheels, makes it easy to move your BBQ setup.
And the dreaded cleanup.
Actually, often simpler than you'd think. Removable parts, drip trays, sometimes dishwasher, safe grates. It's not the huge chore it can be with other smokers.
Okay, so the features make cooking easier, but what about other benefits like time and maybe cost?
Big benefits there. Time is a huge one. That set it and forget it thing is real.
So you get your time back.
You really do. Go relax, hang out, whatever. You're not babysitting the smoker. Plus, they heat up fast, so the whole process starts quicker, too.
And does that efficiency save money?
It often can, yeah. Electricity can be cheaper than buying bags of charcoal or lots of wood all the time.
Makes sense.
And because the cooking is so precise, you're less likely to, you know, overcook or undercook things. So less wasted food.
Good point. Are they built to last?
Generally, yes. Good construction, durable materials. So it's usually a solid long-term investment.
Okay, and I heard something about them being maybe better for the environment.
Yeah, that's another angle. Compared to traditional charcoal or wood smokers, they produce way less smoke, less particulate matter, and they use energy pretty efficiently. So yeah, a bit kinder to the planet.
That's interesting. Now, Pitmaster Arsenal mentioned something about how these smokers work across different parts of the U.S., like different climate.
Right. That's where the engineering gets really smart.
Yeah.
They're adapted for different regional needs.
How so? Give me an example.
Okay, so like in the chilly Northeast, you might find models with extra insulation, like triple wall construction. That helps hold the heat in when it's cold outside.
Ah, clever. What about somewhere hot and humid, like the South?
Well, there you might see more stainless steel models with really tight seals. That helps keep the moisture inside the smoker, preventing your meat from drying out in that humid air.
So they're designed to perform well no matter where you live in the U.S.
Pretty much. Whether you're doing a Texas brisket, Carolina pulled pork, maybe some Pacific Northwest salmon, the smoker helps you get great results consistently.
And you can still customize the flavor with different wood chips, right?
Oh, absolutely. Hickory, mesquite for strong flavors, apple, cherry for sweeter notes. You tailor to your taste or, you know, the regional style you're going for. Always aiming for that moist, flavorful outcome.
So it really shows how they adapt. It's not just about convenience. It's about enabling authentic BBQ across the country.
Precisely. They don't just copy traditional BBQ. In many ways, they help you perfect it, fitting into all those different American smoking traditions.
So wrapping it up, electric smokers seem like a really smart solution for anyone who loves BBQ.
Yeah, they make getting that high-quality, smoky flavor much more accessible, more efficient, even a bit greener.
Convenience without really sacrificing the taste or the tradition?
Exactly. That precise control combined with the ease of use. It just opens up possibilities for you at home.
Okay, here's a final thought for you listening. With this kind of technology making it so easy, imagine branching out. Maybe try smoking something beyond traditional American BBQ, like some global flavors. What new smoky creation would you try first?